You didn't order one.
Thanks for holding. My name is Kristen, the supervisor over the fire department. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Chrissy. This is Bobby Williams, and I was charged for a pulse meter, something for your finger, I guess, to look at your how much oxygen you have. But I haven't ordered one, nor have I received one. And Dimitri said I was charged ever since January for one, and I would like to be refunded on my MasterCard.
Can you verify the shipping address on the account?
Well, he said it was shipped to 7 Bradley Court, and that
right.
I don't know where it was shipped, but my MasterCard is 7 Bradley Court.
And your email address is bobby35@charter.net?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold to look into the account.
Thank you. You looked at your account.
I looked at my account.
And you've never had anything charged. You didn't overlook it.
No, I look at these two are the one I got.
Even when you paid it off?
Mm-hmm. I look at mine every month. Because I know what I charge.
All right, so it looks like she's being billed for a gadget membership that would have been signed up for when ordering a pulse oximeter and a smartwatch. Mm-hmm. Is she familiar with paying the shipping charges of $19.99 and $11.94 back in January to maybe start this?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
She never did do this. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I didn't do this. I'm sorry.
Okay. Give me one moment. Being that the lines are recorded, I'm going to have to allow a corporate moment to go over this. So just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you. She had a shipping on it too, where you sign up $19.99 and 11 point.
Yeah.
No.
All right, ma'am. So what we're going to do is go ahead and type all of this up. Corporate is advising that we get this over to the local authorities in you guys' state, being that everything on the account does match. So just give me a few more moments.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think she can do it for that budget.
All right, so I do have to advise you guys, being that we are getting this over to the local authorities, whomever did place the order, they will have to be penalized, along with stealing credit card information. So you guys are sure no one in your household placed the order, correct? I just have to notate everything
right.
on the account. Okay?
Correct.
Give me a few more moments.
I'm sorry, son, what? Hello?
You don't need to talk when I'm listening.
Well, just
these two. Okay, she's trying to tell me something.
And I am still here, ma'am. I'm just notating your account, so give me a few more moments, okay?
Okay.
Don't. I know, but sometimes at night you do crazy stuff. Which one do they choose?
All right, ma'am. I am still here, just going back and forth, conversating with corporate because they did run the IP address, showing that the order was placed through the Apple web and delivered to that address. So just give me a few more moments. Let me finish getting everything over to them.
Apple web. Somebody packed you. Let's see what's on 89. Oh, cram for Christmas.
All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So corporate is only allowing me to issue a refund back for July, June, and May. Anything else we wouldn't be able to assist with due to the time frame on the account and everything matching up to the information.
Okay.
So that's going to be three charges for $56.95. They will go back into that account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Are you ready for that refund confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's going to be R as in Robert, 261-10-5771.
R261-10-5771.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can do to help you?
No, ma'am. I think this is it. And what's your name, Chrissy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Chrissy, I appreciate your help so much, hon.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.